Salutations, everybody, and welcome to the Gore Whore Hour, presented by yours truly, the Gorgeous Girls. I am your host for the evening, Absinthe Widow, along
hey,
with
Attica.
Hey, you rock.
We are simply, sincerely happy to be here, and we cannot thank you enough for joining us. It's our first podcast, guys. First show. First go round. So bear with us. We're getting, you know, the hang of things, but we're super excited to be here. So,
and be prepared for one hell of a blooper reel.
All right. So what are we going to talk about first?
About our shows.
Yes. We are going to be in attendance at the Horror Hound Convention, March 22nd through the 24th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Your gorgeous girls will be bloody beautiful and waiting to meet your demented needs.
If you haven't guessed, we are having little bubbly. So, you know, keep things light and entertaining and fun. Yes, we're going to be at Whorehound. We're excited. We love that convention. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of friends there.
Who's going to be there?
That's a very good question. E-Rock knows the answer to that.
I know.
Do I know the answers? I don't know the answers.
Well, for one, we'll be there, for sure.
That's right, we'll be there.
We're going to be there, so that's all that matters.
Can't we should be there. There.
Oh, there we go. See, he does know something after all.
Julia Lewis? What's her name?
Yeah.
Julia Lewis?
There you go.
Same.
Yep, she'll be there also.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Can we think of anybody else?
Some of the screen cast is there again, right? I do think so.
There's wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
Matt McFoley will be there.
Big, sexy Kevin Nash.
And McFoley?
Yep. McFoley, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See? Yes. All we got to do is just scrape our brains and we'll come up with them.
And you can always find out who is all going to be attendance if you go to www.whorehound.com or you can visit their Facebook page, Whorehound Weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Did I say that wrong?
Whorehoundweekend.com.
My apologies. I don't visit the website too often.
I visit it all the time.
Well, there's links on Facebook that you can click.
Apparently you don't, because we didn't know who was on it.
Right. Well, oh, that being said, after Whorehound, we will be going to Cinema Wasteland.
Whoop.
And where is Cinema Wasteland located?
Strongsville, Ohio.
Yeah. I never knew that it existed until I started appearing there with the Gorgeous Girls. But it is, I guess the best way to describe Cinema Wasteland would be a cult classic convention, maybe?
Memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
a B-rated horror film.
Yeah, a little retro, you know. It holds movies from way back in the day, a lot of independent work and films from, you know, independent artists.
There's going to be celebrities there.
Yes, there will be a few celebrities there. Mm-hmm.
Is, what's her face going to be there that you...
Betty Wallen?
Yeah.
Frankenhooker?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Is she going to be there?
Yeah. She's going to be there, and so is, I can't remember his name, but the one that plays the doctor. Jeffrey.
Yeah, I can never remember that guy's
name either.
His
name either, to be honest with him.
But let me be the first one to say that I am a huge fan of Frankenhooker, and I will proudly be presented as such. I will be cosplaying Miss Patty Mullins in Frankenhooker. It's one of my favorite cosplays. I love to do it. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, so.
One of these days you're going to see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen it yet.
Are you joking?
Holy shit. You know what we're doing tonight after
this?
Oh
my God.
That's
crazy.
We're going to watch it after
It's this. Such a great film.
Hey, have you ever seen Tank Girl?
I have
until
recently,
I
actually.
Yes.
Yes.
It's okay. So, go to the place.
Yep. I get it. Okay. I see you. But Frankenhooker is a 1990 cult classic, in my opinion. It is hilarious. It is very corny, but it's a very...
What's a line from the movie? quick.
Got any money? Going out? Looking for a day? Need some company?
There you go.
Yes, great film. I definitely recommend it.
Iraq, that's quite the nice sweatshirt again.
I know, can't really see it because you're not centered.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you go. Now it's all about me. Well, yes, yeah, so if you go to gorgeousgirls.com, you can go to our merch section and get you one of these cool hoodies. It comes in different colors. Purple, black, red, white, a couple different. There's zip-ups, all kinds of
looks
other stuff.
Looks cozy. Are you warm in them?
Oh, yeah, nice and toasty.
Nice and soft.
Right. Well, you can
definitely
check out our hoodies and then some at gorgeousgirls.com.
Hats too.
Yes, sir. He's just repping it real nice this evening. And unfortunately, I don't even have my Gigi necklace on. But she does. Look at that. Oh, look.
Yeah,
look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah,
he's got mine on.
Yeah, we know. He never takes his off.
Yeah, the original.
All right, so you can also visit our website to learn more about where we're going to be appearing next. We have a lineup of all of our events and our shows, everything that we'll be doing, and anything that could interest you, you can find out, and you can maybe attend with us.
Yeah, which will be at, like, Days of the Dead, Scarefest. Hopefully, Dragon Con.
No, that's new. That's something that we haven't done yet. Dragon Con.
We're on their waiting list.
But I hear that they are, they get a lot of attendees and they get some pretty good celebs. Yep, that'll be fun.
We'll find out in May about that one.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, y'all. So the next issue of The Gorgeous Girls is coming out this month.
Issue 58. 58. Holy shit.
Has that ever been announced yet?
The cover?
Yeah.
It hasn't been announced. I mean, we know who it is.
Oh, okay. Just
the buck cover. Kind of. Yeah. Ooh. If you look at the buck cover of issue 57, it gives you a little sneak peek.
There you go. Hint, hint.
So,
if you guys didn't know that, now you do. On the back of each issue of our magazine appears a beautiful lady's rear,
bodacious bottoms,
and that gives you a subtle hint on who will be on the very next
face
cover.
Will be on the cover.
That's right. It's fun. It's interesting because we all get to try to guess whose ass is whose. some are very iconic. There are tattoos on some of our butts, so
we can talk a little bit about the catfishing that we've done over the years. With Zombie Jeff's.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I've done that several times.
Yep. Zombie Jeff
has the best buns.
Yeah. His butt was featured on the back of an issue and it stumped everybody. Everybody was stumped. They'd have no idea that it was.
Well, we post it too and say, guess whose butt it is. And they guess everybody else's, except for, obviously, his.
Yeah, because he's
there. We get all these nice, fun comments of how sexy of an ass it is. And then we zoom out of the picture a few days later and reveal that
he's our gorgeous ghoul. He's awesome. Yes. His butt deserves to be out there.
Right.
All right. So the very next issue after this month's issue that's released, the next issue will be in May.
So, ladies, make sure you're submitting content to E-Rock, photographers to E-Rock. Please, please, please submit. We can't have a magazine.
We'd love to feature you.
Please
absolutely.
Submit. I need you to submit now.
Oh, I submit. Yep. So, if you are interested in being a part of our bi-monthly magazines, feel free to submit your content to gorgeousgirls.com. There is a submission link. At the top there, it's just a click away.
Yep.
All right. So then we've got
In the Dark We Go.
So the biggest events that we have coming up, which are pretty huge.
Big. It's very, very big.
Big.
Very huge.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a hotel takeover.
the Haunted Hotel NOLA in New Orleans.
That's right.
An actual haunted hotel.
Yep. We are going to be staying at the Axe Murder Hotel.
Yep, for the Axe Man.
Supposedly, this hotel was where he stayed in between his killings. So, it's going to be interesting. Are you scared? Are you going to be scared? It's haunted. They say it's haunted.
I know. And it'd be interesting because, I mean, the Gorgeous Girls are taking it over. I'm pretty sure
we're pretty disturbed ourselves. I know. So, it might be tough.
But the great thing about this takeover is that we're going to have all kinds of parties there in the courtyard. It is all our people. Nobody else from the public.
No.
Just people who book for this takeover. So the Gorgeous Girls and whoever books. So you need to go and check that out because there's only a limited amount of rooms left. So you need to book right away.
And we'll be doing some mini shoots too.
We'll
be doing photo shoots. Mm-hmm. You never know, we may bring you in on one of our photo shoots because you're there partying with us.
So you could be a prop or perhaps a victim. That's awesome. Right.
Or maybe you want the girls to be your victim. You never know. We'll just have to see. The only one way to find out is for your asses to be there.
That's right. There's nothing like New Orleans. You have that on your bucket list. I'm sure you do. So get ready to check it out.
I'm excited. Yep. I'm very excited to go there.
Yeah. Well, what's great is that we went there in January on the rent cruise with the same company.
Sure did.
Which is now Antero Bay and Compass. So.
But one thing that I didn't get to do was visit the cemetery, and I would like to do that this time. It's amazing. We saw it just passing by in a car, trying to get from one destination to the other. And my head was so gawking at that window because of that graveyard. I am tickled to death. I cannot wait to go over there. It is beautiful. So, yeah, if that's something that interests you, you want to hang out with us for a few days before we go on our cruise, you're more than welcome. Haunted Hotel Takeover. And you can find the information on how to book at seahaunt.com.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
and then the cruise following, which if you missed the boat on this one, we have the other one coming up in 2025, January.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about the Seahaunt, which the takeover leads us into the Seahaunt cruise. So we're going to have a party and do the hotel takeover on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. And then Monday, we're going to get on the cruise. It's the 12th. Monday through Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, on Monday, we're going to get on the cruise. So, you can go to the takeover without getting on to the cruise.
Correct.
Okay? So, you don't have to worry about it because the cruise is already booked, so you can't do this year's. So, we're going to go on the cruise, and we're going to have a hell of a good time on the cruise. Yeah. We did this last year. Well,
it's
actually
such a blast.
Actually, the year before, because it was in November.
Yeah.
And it was called the Geek Room.
It was amazing. We visited Cozumel then, too, and it was
breathtaking.
The most iconic moment of my life.
It, to say the very least.
Right. And when we signed up to do that a couple years ago, you know, none of us have been on a cruise before. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I was like, oh, it's going to be a good time. You know, but yeah, it was.
Be prepared
was awesome.
If you're a little seasick or motion sickness. Some of us have to have extra preparedness.
I don't know what they're talking
about. but the thing is, to be fair, when we went, it was during the season of where they have really bad storms, and
we
into one.
We were getting hurricane weather.
And literally the servers were walking sideways. It was, and you go to take a step, and then literally you would drop. It was amazing. It was funny, but
it was just the last day, though.
It was still a rough one. But,
yeah, but like some of the things, remember the movie that was playing? When we were all dressed up in the characters, Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Harley
Quinn. Yeah. Coincidentally.
And then
coincidentally,
when we walk up on the balcony, which the big screen is right next to us.
Yeah.
Well, we walk up to this balcony and we're looking down on people while they're watching a movie, which is just kind of right to the side of our head.
So great.
And they're playing
Batman.
Yeah. They're playing Batman.
They're playing Batman.
And I'm dressed up like Joker.
And I'm dressed up as Harley Quinn.
And then Zombie Jeff was the Harley Quinn.
He was Harley Quinn too.
So here we are standing, and people are looking up at us, going, "Whoa!"
And then I shouted, "I killed the Batman!" And everyone was like, "Ah!" It was great. Should have been there, but you weren't. But you can be.
Right. So
2025.
That's right. 2025. We're doing it again. But that one sets out in January. Mm-hmm. January 6th of 2025.
So start saving, guys.
There is payment plans.
Yes.
So go to cehunt.com. You can make it. You do not want to miss out on it. Yeah.
Those are affordable payment plans. Okay. Yeah. This is actually ideal and realistic. This is a vacation that you can actually afford to experience. This. Yeah. We did everything that we could. We're working with the best of people to make sure that everyone would be able to, you know, have this experience. You don't want to miss it. It's fantastic. It's a vacation of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. It really simply is. And you feel VIP. You feel so catered to.
The endless food.
Oh, God, don't get me started with the food.
But just remember that this is not like a normal convention. So you can't wait till the last minute to book.
You
need to book now because this is the cheapest price that you're going to get.
Correct.
Because as it gets closer, the prices go up and the chances are that you might not be
able
to get on.
More time goes by, higher the prices go.
Right. Those rooms are going to go fast. So they're going to up their prices to get those rooms booked.
Yep.
And what you also got to think of is this includes, it'll be a 5-day cruise. In 2025. Mm-hmm. So 5 days, it's unlimited food. So you can eat anytime you want to at the restaurants around.
And they do have drink packages. So that way you can drink alcohol the entire time.
Yeah, but that is for an additional price through the cruise. But if you don't want to, they still have like tea, water, and other kind of drinks that you can drink.
You can still purchase beverages.
And you can still purchase them if you want. But you got to think that includes your room and board. You don't have to spend a whole lot more money unless you want to do extra perks and stuff.
Right.
So once you book that cruise, you can go on there and have a hell of a good time without paying
for extra stuff
if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're still going to have an excellent time because you're going to be partying with us because there are VIP packages available. Mm-hmm. So, you know, then you can get on board with all that fun
stuff. Yeah, we have a ton of things lined up. Our itinerary is going to be completely full. Every day there will be something new, something exciting, something entertaining for all of us to enjoy together.
And a lot of chillax time as well.
Of course.
Yeah, because you don't have to do every event that we do.
No. Nope.
You're welcome to come and go as you please.
It is always optional.
Yeah. But you might miss out on some good time if you're not there. Because we do stuff like a pub crawl where we go around drinking at each pub on the ship.
On the ship.
Then we also do kind of a... like an adult style trick or treat, or
cabin crawl,
as you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We go to each other's cabins, and whoever's hosting, they'll give you a little freebie, or maybe even a shot of some
merch, possibly
some drinks, absolutely. You never know what you're getting when you go in there. You never know what you're getting, but you will guaranteed be leaving one happy cruiser. So
again, go to cehunt.com. You'll get all the information of the takeover because we are doing a takeover also in 2025. So if you're missing it this year, we will do it again in 2025. At least that's the plans. But, you know, at least try to come this year if you can to the takeover and then book the whole entire experience for next year. Because I promise you it's worth it because, like I said, none of us knew what we were getting into, you know, a little over a year and a half ago.
Better prepared.
Yes. Now we're better prepared and we're like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. I had no idea.
It's like an addiction. You just keep wanting to go on a cruise, cruise after cruise. We're like, we can't wait. Like, we want to cruise now.
However, I definitely should have filled myself in on the tips and tricks on how to cruise. I was one sick person.
We lived, we learned, and we had a hell of a good time on the Ren cruise. You didn't get sick at all on the Ren cruise.
No, I did not. It was a wonderful time. Well, yeah, I did get sick one time, but as soon as I was done getting sick, which took a second, I was right back to drinking and being partying,
being
absent.
Goofy.
Yep. So, yep. It's really exciting, guys. We want you to go. Please come with us. 2025. The dates for that cruise, January
6th.
6 through the
5 days.
9? 10, the 5-day cruise.
Sorry, 10.
It's a 5-day cruise, 6th through 10th, I believe.
So we know you're getting your tax returns, people. Yeah. You could be using that to go on this beautiful vacation that you've been dying to go on. Never been on a cruise. Now's your chance. This is your golden opportunity. Do not seize the moment.
Right. It is brought to you by the great people from the Ontario Bank Compass Company. So.
Okay.
So definitely check that out. What about the other awesome news that we just announced recently, which was announced on a podcast that we
on the Roast Show.
Chaotica did.
Yes, so. That's where I also talked about our first oopsie.
I am so happy to proudly introduce and announce our Gorgeous Girl of the Year for 2023, Chaotica!
Yay!
Oh, isn't she lovely? Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so happy for you, seriously. This is my best friend, if you guys didn't know. Chaotica and I have been very good friends for a couple of years since she has joined the Gorgeous Girls.
Holding down the fort at the cons.
Oh my goodness, she really does. She does an outstanding job.
We learn from each other. We learn a lot from each other.
Yeah, but it's about you. It's about you, girl. You have been very dependable, very persistent, reliable, trustworthy. And I mean, God, everybody loves you. Aww. All your fans, and of course, your Gorgeous Girl family. We love you so much. So it was only a matter of time.
It's an honor.
Last year, we were both very, very neck and neck. Oh, my gosh. I had her by the tiniest
eyelash.
Tiniest little hair.
I'm sorry.
Nope, don't have any of those.
Wow. She was like, pubic hair. Anyways, if you guys didn't know, that is one of the tiniest hairs. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Do you have those?
What?
Yes, sir, I do.
You have carpet?
Do you have
carpet?
My carpet is not matched
to drapes. I've got a landing strip. That's what I got. If you're wanting to know. Yeah, that's right.
Well trimmed. Well
trimmed. Mm-hmm. Trash
land. Anyways, back to the subject at hand. Chaotica.
Yes.
You're our fucking Gorgeous Girl of the Year.
Yes, I am.
How does it feel? Wait. How does it feel?
This seems phallic in nature. I'm sorry. It's a little awkward.
What's that look like? Anyways, how does it feel?
It feels pretty amazing. I'm very honored. Yes. And I'm not making this easy. I really don't. It really doesn't. It's an honor. It's something I've worked hard for. And, if it wasn't for this one over here, I mean, like I said, because the two of us have been holding down a lot of cons. That's one of the things I'd like to say, and I'd really like to push is I know not everybody can make it to a con, but the more of us that represent, the better engagement we get. And when it's been me in absence, we've grown with each other and we've developed this, and we know we need to reach out to a lot of our girls in a different manner to get you engaged. Because we have demented needs to meet. We have lots of demented needs, all kinds. And everybody has a flavor, and Iraq will definitely, tell you more about that at another date. Because some of us weren't, his flavor, but we were somebody's flavor. I remember that conversation very well. And it's very, very true. Very, very true.
But there's one thing about Gorgeous Girls is that we have variety.
Yes.
That is.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All ages, all sizes. It doesn't matter, whatever you bring. We really need your content. It doesn't matter, if it's implied nudity or cosplay, as long as it's bloody and as long as, you're having fun at it.
Absolutely. That's what it's really about, is having fun with it, putting your artistic skills.
And that's another reason why we're doing this podcast is because we know that we have so many gorgeous girls across, the country, not everybody can come to Ohio for a shoot. Not everybody can go to a con. But as long as you're submitting content and even being a part of this and offering services through this medium, it's definitely can put you in the running for GG of the Year. Just staying involved and staying engaged is my biggest thing. Yes, what I really want to push with this. Other than that.
Well, I think you're fabulous, and I cannot think of anyone that deserves it more than you.
I'm
like I said, I worked hard for it, and
well, you got like 2 years of 2 years in a row. Both of these girls,
yeah,
have
persistence.
Barely missed anything.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Like barely.
I missed
what?
Wetzel.
Like Wetzeland?
Yeah, Wetzel.
And
yeah.
I missed like maybe one or two photo shoots, but I was at every single convention and every single
right.
event.
Oh,
that we
and that's
had.
Over the past 2 years plus.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
That both of these beautiful, gorgeous girls have.
Doll, stop. You're going to make me blush.
Okay, I'll stop.
It's getting,
thanks.
It's getting swampy in here. You really need to
stop. All right. It's not like balls to anybody. No, I'm just kidding. All right. All right. So, no. 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 That was not. No, we don't do that.
No, she poops.
During podcast.
Wait.
She poops.
It's more like
she poops.
Fluff.
She fluffs.
I fluff her.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. All right.
Moving on.
Blank what I do.
So do we have any questions? Epson, do you have any
Yeah,
questions?
Actually, I do. I have some questions for the gorgeous girl here. Just a couple questions. So the first one is...
Oh, she's prepared. She's
if you had a useless superpower...
A useless superpower.
What would it be?
A useless superpower.
Yeah.
I would say...
One superpower. That's
useless.
Basically
to
useless.
To make people's buttholes talk.
Say, what?
Yep.
Hold on.
I mentally, you know...
Oh my God. I was not expecting that.
I'm coming off, right?
So, like, what would they... Like, sound like, hey, guys.
Honestly, think of it, you know, you got a handle.
This is my thing.
They could be walking down the road just minding their own business, and all
shit.
Of a sudden, well, some do, yeah, some.
Like, get stinks down here. Give me some air.
Ask me a useless superpower, and that's what I came
to with. To make asses talk, guys.
To make asses talk.
That's it. That's your useless superpower.
Yeah.
In case you guys were ever wondering, she wants... Your butt.
Make asses
she wants to hear what your butt has to
tell
say.
Tell me what your ass has to say.
Tell me what's inside your butthole. I want to know what's inside of your butthole. Did anybody watch that on TikTok? No, it's me.
No,
just find that on TikTok. It's all right. What is the hardest challenge you've had to overcome being a gorgeous girl?
Oh my goodness. I am very self-confident about my figure. All the girls are, and we all face the same challenges, but sometimes it's hard for me to see myself as everybody else does. I'm a fuller figured and I'm very self-conscious of my midsection, so I hide it a lot. I hide behind things. I'll carry
you
things.
You shouldn't. You are.
No, you asked me what I'm
Everyone is built differently.
This is what I'm overcoming.
Everyone's built differently. But the most beautiful thing about gorgeous girls is how we treat all of each other
mm-hmm.
like family.
Mm-hmm.
We make everyone feel so completely welcome and at ease and comfortable. We want you to be comfortable in your own skin at all times. We would never...
That would be, like you said, in the beginning. I remember when Tabari first approached me at the Haunted Hydro, and I came in as a photographer. He asked me if I was a model. I'm like, no, I belong on this side of the camera. I'm not on... It took him over a year to get me to do one shoot.
Wow.
And then my first year that I decided to take the leap, and I asked Iraq, I said, what is it that I, you know, what do I need to do? What can I, and he said, submit content as long as I'm okay. So over the next year, next thing I know, I was in the running for Gigi of the Year. I'm like, how the hell did I do that? I mean, a lot of these girls have been Gigi's for a while. And suddenly then it's like a second year, here I am.
You
so
earned it, honey. You brought it.
Right.
You
so
did.
Overcoming confidence. So I'm more confident these days than I have been when I first started. So for that, I'm very thankful to everyone.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand how much that was, that must have been a challenge for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting over that hump.
Mm-hmm.
That hump. You got it, hump.
What
the hell? Oh my God. So no one, when we say say hump, that's exactly what's going to happen.
What was that?
Fireworks.
How did that happen?
Hump to hump. I don't know.
We did it on its own.
I guess. Let's try that. Hump to hump. Hump to hump. You got it. No, it's not. That was just the one time for the music.
I think that was just the
third. Oh, okay. So you guys probably didn't even see fireworks.
That's how new we are to this shit. We don't even know what we're doing.
We saw fireworks on our end.
You know what? Otherwise, we'll like
maybe we can edit some fireworks in later, so that way you guys can see what we're talking about.
Poppers.
All right. Well,
like
the next
party poppers.
The next question I have for you, Chaotica. What goals are you pursuing right now?
My goal is really these podcasts and recruiting more girls, getting more girls.
Nice, yes.
That's the biggest thing I want to do.
That's me.
I want to be, I want to model myself as somebody that the girls can come to for costuming ideas, modeling ideas, because I'm also a photographer as well, always photography. So
you're already inspiration.
I want to inspire other girls. I want them to bring something to the table. Everybody has something. Everybody has a sparkle. Everybody has a dark, you know, little secret that they just want to shine on a little bit. So, you know, I really want to focus on bringing in more talent.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That's a good goal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's your goal?
My goal.
You weren't prepared for
my goal.
You that.
Actually, I am. My goal is to get you to come to Wetzel's. That's my goal. That's my sincerest goal. Wetzelland is it's a biker fest. Where is it located?
Wart.
All right. Well,
Van Wart.
Yep. So, Wetzelland is it's wild and free. It's nothing but bikes and the wind in your hair. And beads on your neck. Lots of beads. And live bands. Lots of vendors. Did I mention bikes? There's going to be a lot of bikes.
You don't have a dump booth. You could always do like a balloon of blood.
Anyways, I'm trying to get her to go. So if y'all want to help me to convince her, if you plan on going, or you know some friends that are going, can you guys, you know, privately inbox Chaotica and say, hey, you should go. You should go. You should just go, because Absinthe really wants you to be there. She's never been. It's time. It's time for her to go. How long has the Gorgeous Girls been going?
Wetzelland?
Yeah.
What, 5 years?
Five beautiful long days. Yeah. And I've been a part of that.
You've been, yeah.
So I was.
Every one of them except for one.
They usually do the motorcycle calendar shoot during those times, don't you? Is that when you do the shooting for it?
Yeah. Yeah, we always do a bunch of photo shoots on sexy Harleys.
Why'd you tell us about your experience?
No, we do not need to go there. No, there's no experiences that need to be discussed. However, you want to go to our private...
Yeah, Patreon.
Our private Patreon.
We haven't even told them about that part yet.
Well, guess what? Did you know that we have a Patreon?
And we're going to start revamping it, and we're going to do an after show. Mm-hmm. Not every one of our shows will have an after show, but there will be an after show for the girls, and it will be an uncensored. Which we're going to talk a little more racier stuff, you know.
Racier.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe a topless, completely nude, whatever the case may be. Whatever. You'll see me naked, my wiener, my ass. You know, hopefully all the other guys. No women. I mean.
No talking buttholes.
Oh, no. Now we're going to have talking bubbles.
Now my ass will talk.
Definitely going to have talking bubbles. That will be on there. That has just been added. Thanks to Chaotic. But no, we are going to do an uncensored after podcast show that we're going to do.
Hopefully it's not
so
shitty.
So we'll announce it. Yeah. Well, if we're going to have talking assholes, it might be a whole lot of shit talking.
Hilarious. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk
about
that.
Bunch of uncensored video on that. So.
Yeah. So we'll have one, obviously, with Miss Elsa, she will tell you about that experience. That
yeah, and you probably don't want to miss out because it's pretty juicy.
It's it's pretty.
That it is.
Titillating.
Stop. Oh, my God. Okay, next subject.
Okay.
Oh, actually, no, it's not a new subject. We're actually still talking about her. We're still talking about the Gorgeous Girl of the Year.
Okay, somehow I segued myself right out of that.
Last question. Who has taught you the most about Gorgeous Girls? And it could be, it could be a few people. It doesn't have to be one person in particular. But, like, who informed you the most about Gorgeous Girls?
There was different things, because everybody brings something different to the table. And there was, Liz is always an inspiration.
Who's Liz?
Liz Stiletto, three-time GT of the Year.
Yep.
She was an inspiration. I mean, she's does cosplay. She does it all.
She's very talented.
And not to mention, I was a fan of the pink hair as well.
The figure.
I know. So she was one of the ones that I modeled. I looked after, and I talked to you, Absinthe, as well. I mean, I learned a lot from you. I remember. I will never forget my first con experience, and Mama Jess, I'm not gonna lie, she scared the shit out of me.
You hear that, Jess? You're scaring people.
She's like, damn right.
She had, but she had a show to run. She had to keep us girls in line.
She keeps us in line.
And she had to make sure that we knew the whole, you had to be aware of the actors and actresses that might walk by. You had to be aware of people walking by, children walking by. Yes. You had to be aware of your own, not standing in front of and blocking our own merch and our own table or getting in each other's way. She taught me a lot in this spiel, and I will never forget, we have this wheel, Kane Hodder wheel, and that's how we gain a lot of people to come to the table as they spin. This one used to say, I don't even remember how you used to say it, but it was so weird, and I couldn't bring myself to say it the way she said it. And it was like, I can't even remember. It's been so long. It's been 2 years since I've been saying this spiel. I went to bed that night, my first con. I was embarrassed because she's like, you like boobs, you like tits, you like ass, come over here, we got it for you. And she was just so out there. I was like, I can't say that. I can't aww, talk like that. And I was like, how am I going to make this and make it my own? And I went to bed that night thinking, it's a spin wheel. Come take a spin with the Gorgeous Girls. $5 to $10. Guaranteed to win every time.
Every time?
Every time.
Every time.
And that stuck for the next 2 years. So I have a lot to thank from Miss Absinthe, because we've learned from each other. We've grown with each other.
Yeah, we feed off of each other.
We feed off of each other. Mama Jess, she kept us in line. And let's not forget Gonzo either. He taught me to be very aware of my surroundings.
That's so true too. Because
that's right.
One way or another, he will make sure that you're either A, annoying him, or B, doing something just you shouldn't be
but
doing.
But if you impress him, he likes you, he treats you good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
Mm-hmm. Tabari was another big, big person in that book. He was a photographer that I trusted. I would go to his studio, and talking with him, he knew what was comfortable for me. We're still working with each other. Him as a photographer, me as a model. There's not a lot of females, there's not a lot of female photographers to work with.
That's true.
You have to work with men. And sometimes if you're shy in front of men, even though you're doing provocative, sexy stuff, it can be uncomfortable if you don't have that lingo and that trust between each other. So it's something you have to develop. I remember the first time I did a body paint in front of this one, I was scared shitless because all I had was a little bottom on, nothing else, and covered in body paint in UV light. I was scared. But I had to trust him, and I had to trust my team that I was going to get through it. It was rainy, too. It was rainy. But, Batsy definitely helped me. Val helped me. Jeff helped me. So there's a lot of people that I've worked with that I'm very grateful for.
That's excellent.
That's pretty much it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for answering those wonderful questions of mine. That's pretty good. I think those were the main ones that I wanted to ask you.
No, there's about 10 more questions.
No,
to ask you.
I saw her
straight.
Oh, yeah. What is your favorite LOL GG moment?
Oh, my gosh. that we've had so many.
I know. We could ask those questions all the time, and it's like a million.
There's two specific, but my first, I mean, I remember Mama Jess always telling me there's always a Gigi story. Everybody has a Gigi story.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There was one con, I don't remember which one it was. Me and Val were on lunch break, and this one decides she's going to sell a magazine or calendar somebody, but she offered to, oh, look, fireworks.
Ah, yay, 40 minutes. We saw more fireworks.
Okay. She offered a peep show as a bonus for this person. Well, this person.
You're going there, huh?
Yes, I am. This person, and she posed, and of course, Pickle. Our security was there too. So he's going to take the picture. And she lifts up her top. Her tatas are out. Me and Val think nothing of it. We're just eating it. And then he's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, this is really happening. He was really nervous. His face was flushed. And she goes, it's okay. You can touch him. Well, next thing you know, he goes, ugh.
Oh God.
And his
so
mom,
true.
Supposedly his phone rang and he had to go answer it.
His phone never rang.
But me and Pickle just looked at each other like,
it happens.
Fucking happens.
Yeah. Creamed himself.
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about all that that particular nature, but that was one of the moments I just like, I can't
that
believe
was
that
one
happened.
Of the funniest LOL moments, though. Like,
the first
it was traumatizing and hilarious.
But it was one of, like I said, the other one was the oopsie moment, but I mean.
And oopsie, we did it again.
Yeah.
We talked, if you haven't seen it, go to the Roast Show. We talked about the oopsie, the first oopsie, but it happened again. So, oops, we did it again.
What does oopsie stand for?
Zero PSI. This one said, why does the car say oopsie? It's zero PSI. We ain't gotten a flat tire.
Yeah, we're running over debris 2 years ago, going out to Atlanta,
yep.
Days of the Dead.
Yep.
And then just a month ago when we were coming back from Atlanta, Days of the Dead,
we never
we
saw
blew not one tire, but two tires. Mm-hmm. And it blew both rims also.
Both
because
rims,
of a puddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was.
And that was also my first day calling off of work. It
yeah,
so sad,
I know,
so.
I had a call off work.
I'm very punctual. I like to always be in perfect attendance.
But that's another story behind the story.
Oh, yeah, no, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is
we'll
really
go more into that another time. But at least it gives you
yeah.
a little taste of that. So, so on to the next thing. So what? Our movies.
There you go.
Okay.
You know.
What is it? Final Cut.
Final Cut. Final.
How do we get it?
But anyway, we're in film festivals. We're trying to get distributions and whatnot, so we are entered into film festivals, so it'll be on. We'll be posting a schedule about that soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably do some premieres along the way also. So it was pretty cool. It got cut down over
they shortened
a half hour. They shortened it, so if anybody watched the first couple of premieres, that eventually is going to be the Gorgeous Girls cut, which it'll be cleaned up a little bit also, but yeah, so that's pretty awesome. And you know, of course, other films we've been in, I've been in, which if you look here in the back, you got Killer Goats, of course, the Final Cut, executive producer on Don't Fuck in the Woods 2,
can't see.
You know, and then also I was in The Funhouse Massacre, which I don't have that poster up here.
No,
yeah.
We'll get it out
so,
here.
Well, we'll get it out here eventually, but yeah. And then we'll probably be working on our own film coming up here in the near future, too, which will be more information at some point.
And I would like to produce a film.
Produce?
Yeah.
Why not?
Like,
yeah.
I want to produce it.
Uh-huh.
It's my story, and I'm trying to bring it to life. And it's creepy.
Bring it to life.
Yeah, and it's scary.
That's
it's,
right.
It's very interesting, I think. So I would like to bring that to life. That will be a project in the near future, hopefully.
Yeah, so just keep up to date on our website because it has our movies and stuff on there. It has everything you can think of about us is on gorgeousgirls.com. So.
And?
Did we mention about our extended uncensored podcast?
Yes, we did.
Yes,
okay,
we did briefly.
Just throwing it out there again. That exists.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see some things that are
anything goes basically, that'll be on our
yes,
Patreon.
Yes, okay.
So that'll be on our Patreon. We will announce that we'll be doing one here in the near future. And then we'll have several of them set up, you know, throughout the year and stuff as well. So, yeah, it'll be completely uncensored, nudity, racy conversations, all that good stuff.
I'm excited.
Like stuff you would normally wouldn't hear.
Right.
Even worse than the dude that creamed himself.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that basically wraps up tonight's podcast.
Woo-hoo! Number one!
Woo! Done. We're done with number one. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It was our pleasure. Be sure to check out our next podcast of our beautiful new material. And we're new. This is it. This is the gore horror hour. And this is Chaotica.
And this is Samson.
And this is E-Rock.
E-Rock.
Ooh, E-Rock.
So, yeah, we're a little unorthodox on this one because this is our first one and we're all three of us together.
Live and learn.
It's yep. going to be a little different moving forward. You probably see us three together again, but you'll see a more traditional style kind of podcast.
We'll also be featuring, plenty of other of the gorgeous
other
girls.
GGs, yep. GG fiends.
Yep. You'll be seeing all gorgeous girls. You'll probably even see some cover models from the past. Mm-hmm. We're going to go live from some of the shows that we're at.
Ooh.
And do a podcast from some of those.
Ah.
So maybe at the we might do one. Maybe that's in a wasteland or something like that. But we're definitely going to try to keep it interesting. And we're going to have a lot of fun with this. So this is our first take on it. We're just,
it's our training wheels.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're getting our training wheels.
Honk, honk. That was my horn.
But again, thank you for joining us, and check us out next time.
And don't forget, it's 10 years, so it's going to be a lot more fun stuff.
It's our 10-year anniversary!
How did we not even mention that?
I know, we're mentioning it now! It's our
10 years!
Right.
10 years!
10 years!
Yeah. September is 10 years for our magazine. Our company's actually been around almost 12
better
years.
Better late than never.
Yes.
We made 10 years.
That's right.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
10 years.
Oh,
cheers.
10.
Cheers. Cheers.
10.
10.
10. 10.
And 10 more.
Mm-hmm. And then by which we'll start thinking about gorgeous grannies.
I'm already there.
Already there.
Yeah. Sweetie.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You all take care.
Love you.
Bye, guys. Bye.